Service this morning is slightly different in that I asked various people to give me hymns and readings that they have meaning to them that we could use in our service today. So we've got plenty of singing today. We're going to make up for the last 18 months when we haven't been able to sing much at all. But what we're going to start with this morning is a hymn chosen by Bernadette, which is Lord of the Darts. And this one, we're going to sing along with a YouTube recording of it. I felt that needed to give Janet's fingers a little rest at the start on the organ. Otherwise, she was going to have no fingers left by the end of the service. So let's stand. Let us pray. Let us come to the Father, for we are the family of God, born by his power, regenerated by his Spirit, and gathered at his invitation. Forgive us if our lives together as natural families and as a church family have not been what they could have been. Perhaps we have been quarrelling. Perhaps we have harboured ill-feeling, bitterness and resentment. Perhaps we have used each other to accomplish our own purposes. Perhaps we have been competing with each other instead of working together. Perhaps we have been jealous of each other's successes. Perhaps we have been insensitive to each other's hurts. Forgive us, Lord, if we have in any way behaved in a way unbecoming to the family of God. Amen. Going to sing now a hymn this time, Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love. It's a hymn that Dawn chose for today. Let us stand and sing.
Let us sing of a wonderful love.
again. Why do they roam? Cover me, forgive and forget. Oh, weary wanderer soul, wonderful love, was in the heart of our first reading this morning is Psalm 23, which I think is a favourite of many people. And I've chosen this being read in a YouTube clip. And let's listen and watch as we hear Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The next hymn is I Know Not Why God's Wondrous Love. I've actually chosen this one myself. The reason for this is that if you're like me, you have doubts at times. You have wonders at times. But what I've always been able to hold fast to is the fact that I might not know why God's wondrous grace has been made known, but I have that certainty of faith and belief that it is there and he is able to keep me. And that is the thing which, even in the midst of my doubts, when I wonder why on earth he should worry about me at all, I actually have that promise from God that he does. And I can just hang on to that promise. So let us sing now, I know not why God's wondrous grace, but I know whom I have believed. which I've committed unto him against that day. Catherine's going to come and read for us from Matthew chapter 7 now. This reading was chosen by Dawn, and she told me that it reminds her of her dad, who, although he wasn't a regular churchgoer, he carried a Bible with him throughout the war and often used Bible sayings. And the last verse of this reading, which is, "So in everything do to others that you would have them do to you," is something that she remembers very much from her father. And she says, wouldn't it be a much better world if we all followed that verse? Do everything, so in everything do to others what you would have them do to you. Catherine.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Thank you, Catherine. At this point in our service in the past, we would have taken up our offering. We're still requested not to pass offering plates round in church. So there are plates at the front, on the front pews and the rear pews. So when you leave church, if you have an offering, please just put that in the plate as you depart from church. But I'm going to have an offering prayer now. So let us pray. Dear Lord God and Father, we thank you for all your bounteous gifts to us. Everything we have, it comes from you. Oh Lord, over these past months when we haven't been in church, we haven't been taking regular offerings in the usual way, and we're still not able to pass the plates around. But Lord, we can still give to you. Give to you of our goods, our wealth. But more importantly, we can listen to you and give to you time in our lives. We just ask that you will bless all that we are called to do for you and do for you day by day. Amen. Next hymn, so chosen by Steve Barth. We are called to be God's people. Let us stand and sing. It's a strange thing, or maybe it's not, because when you have a service like this, when I have a service like this and I ask people to choose hymns and readings, it can be a service, you think, where, well, it's all going to be bitty, it's all going to be different. But actually, it's strange how everything that everybody chooses all comes together. With God's guidance, we have these things. And we had that reading about doing to others what we would like to be done. If a leader or political candidate comes to visit the town, what would we do to prepare? Well, depending who it is, maybe we would do different things. But generally, if somebody of importance or somebody like that comes along, we would prepare. If they were coming to our church, I don't know, if we were having some great speaker coming to that, if we were having Graham Kendrick or something coming to our church to speak to us, we would probably spend the week before making sure everything was clean and tidy, wouldn't we? We would make sure everything was just right. We would try to encourage everybody to be here for that service, for that meeting. We might roll out a red carpet. And after the person arrived, we would listen to what they had to say. We might even give them a round of applause at the end. We might even have a dinner or a meal together, a party to celebrate. And that's just because they were coming. What if they were going to come to see you in particular? They were coming not only to shake your hand, but also to thank you for what you had been doing for the community. Jesus was somebody who came, he went around meeting people. And on one occasion, at least, he went into a house to meet with the people there. And whilst he was there, he washed the feet of the people in that house. Now, washing feet isn't something that we, many of us, have probably done for each other over the years. Maybe if we're a couple, when somebody's not been well, we might have got as far as that. But normally, washing feet isn't something that we do. But in the time of Jesus, when people walked everywhere and they had sandals, open sandals on their feet, and they didn't wear socks, and it was a hot and dusty climate, when you arrived as a guest at somebody's house, your feet would be sort of all gritty and dirty. I mean, so we've all had that experience, haven't we? When we've been on the beach, you know, we've gone down to the sea, the sand on the beach, we've gone down to the sea and we've enjoyed ourselves in the sea, and then we've walked back up the beach to our thing, and we got back up and our feet have felt grotty, is I think the word that we use, gritty and everything else, and we look for some water in order to just wash away the grit from our feet. And that was something which was very commonly done for people in Jesus's time. And on this occasion, it hadn't happened. And then Jesus, who was the important visitor, did it to those who were there, to those who had the feet. And And Jesus said that it was so important to remember that he had come to help others. And he told his followers, like we heard in that reading, that it was important to help others. We should not put ourselves as important people. We shouldn't think of ourselves as being important. We should always put others first. And I'm not suggesting that we should go out and wash everybody's feet and wash each other's feet. But I'm asking you to think about this next time you think yourself thinking about doing something and you think about, well, what's in it for me? You know, if I do this, what's in it for me? Will people think that I'm a good person because I'm doing this? You know, often, don't we? We have that when we're asked to do something, we think, well, what's the benefit to me of doing it? What Jesus is asking us to do is to change our thinking. And it's not about ourselves. It's about how can we help someone else? What is it that's in it for them when we help someone else? And if we do that, we will then be a bright and shining light, showing Jesus to others, because we will be following the example of Jesus. He was never too proud. He was prepared to kneel at the feet of others and wash their feet because that's what they needed at the time. We're going to sing now, Be Thou My Vision. This was chosen by Richard Harris for Hazel Maycock. It's Hazel's birthday this weekend, so happy birthday. But Richard said this was one of your favourite hymns, and he asked that could we sing it today. So let us sing, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart. Thank you. Next reading is from Mark, the first few verses of Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God for those words from his gospel. Now, we've been having Zoom prayers during the weeks in the morning, and we're now having them on Wednesday mornings at 11. And during that time, what we have is we have a verse, we have some prayer, and we have a hymn. And one of the hymns which Janet and Bob Malloy asked to be sung during those prayer meetings is this one. I love to hear the story. Now, Janet and Bob, they're with us on Zoom this morning. Yep, I've got a thumbs up. Yes, they're with us on Zoom. So good morning, Janet and Bob. As many of you know, Janet is receiving treatment at the moment, and therefore has to be isolating herself, keeping herself safe. So that's why she can't be with us. But I thought it would be good to have this hymn that she'd asked for during prayer, to have that this Sunday morning. So I love to hear the story. Let us sing.
I want to hear the
Catherine is now going to come and lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that again we are able to meet with you in this place and from our own homes. Faithful God, awaken us to live faithfully as your people in a changing and often hurting world. Take the strengths and weaknesses of this church and let both speak of your glory. Use the hopes and fears of this church to bring people nearer to you. We pray for the many communities that are involved with our families, our schools, our colleagues at work, our neighbours at home, and our country. May we contribute to the achievements and the harmony of all of these areas, both through our own efforts and the support of others, always guided by your unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for people who are exploited or persecuted by others, for people who have to work for less than a fair wage, for people who live in fear of violence or torture, for people who are forced to lower their moral standards in order to keep their job, their home, or their way of life, for all deprived of their home as a result of war, for all who suffer indignities because of the colour of their skin, for those imprisoned on the grounds of conscience, for everyone who finds the world a hostile place to live. Give to each of us such a concern for our fellow man that our complacency is shattered, and we give all that is needed of us in sacrifice and service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of love, we bring before you all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for those who find the complexities of life too difficult to bear, for those living with chronic disease or a new frightening diagnosis, and for those in constant pain. May the skills and knowledge of those who care for the sick be fully used to help and to heal. May all those who are ill know the reality of your loving presence amongst them, and help us to remember to give you thanks for our own health and strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for those whose hearts have been saddened by the death of someone close and dear to them, whether recently or as they mark an anniversary. Give to them the strong comfort which no one else can give, and let them know the comforting power of the resurrection of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, as we go out into this coming week, help us to remember our relationship with you is not confined to the walls of a church building or our homes. It stretches out to all corners of our life. So help us to listen to your voice and be obedient to your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And now we will join together for the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Catherine, for leading us in our prayers. Our next hymn, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided, urged and inspired us, cheered us on our way. And this hymn has been chosen by Janet Barr.
Reading is from Matthew 28, 16 to 20. Now, many moons ago, when I was in my late 20s, my granddad gave me a Bible. And at the front of this Bible was a few mentioned words and passages. And this is one of the passages. I'd only ever been to church once. And that was with my granddad, who went to church regularly, really enjoyed it. But as far as I'm concerned, I didn't go to church. I would go and see it and admire it, but I would not go in. But the words in the front of the Bible were, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And these words that Grandad put in must have stayed in my head somewhere, because later in my 20s, or later towards the time when I was about 29, was a time when I came to God. I didn't come willingly. I think God had to call me. But those words stayed very much with me, and they're right at the end of this reading. So that reading means a lot to me, and I always remind myself about it. So I'm going to read to you from 16 to 20. "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" And that always makes me smile and think of my granddad. Our closing hymn is "Restore, O Lord." And I feel very passionate about this hymn, because I think that it does restore you. But I think there has to be a kind of very much closeness to God. And I think at times that hymn will come into you and it will bring you closer and closer. And it's just such a wonderful hymn. So "Restore, O Lord." Thank you, Janet. Thank you for God's word.
Thank you. sovereign power, come shake the earth again. Let the rain fall, and come with reverent fear to the living God, whose kingdom
I'm going to ask Stephanie to do something which I've practiced with her. So can you press number 3 in the top row? And can you move the little handle on the little box all the way to the left? The one at the top, the little box, that one. Ah, there we are. Okay. And now on the audio box, can you move the little one that says on the far left-hand box, with all the little sliders on. There's one that says Zoom PC sound. On the desk,
yeah.
The box with all the microphone volumes on it.
Oh, yeah.
There's one that says Zoom PC sound. So if you push that up, and you now unmute everybody who's on Zoom itself. Okay. So push that up. Now, if you unmute everybody who's on Zoom, ask everybody on Zoom to unmute. With a bit of luck.
Oh,
okay. Okay, hello, Mark. Now, of the three little dots, ask everybody to unmute. I think they have. Okay. Martin, can you just say something?
Hello, everybody.
There we are. our blessing. Go forth from this your father's house and our father's Zoom to do your father's will, to embody your father's love, to proclaim your father's welcome. And let us say and share the grace together with those around us and with those on Zoom. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the fellowship
of the Holy Spirit
be with us all forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed this slightly of service today. Just remind everybody that next Sunday morning is going to be our harvest festival. So please do all come with sprigs of hay in your hair. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.